Rep. Swalwell's congressional, gubernatorial campaign staffers horrified over sexual assault allegations. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 11, 2026. Staffers working in Representative Eric Swalwell's DCA office and on Swalwell's gubernatorial campaign released a letter expressing that they were horrified by sexual assault allegations brought against him. In a letter provided to Politico from a senior staffer with Swalwell's campaign who was granted anonymity, the unnamed staffers expressed that they stood with their former co-worker, along with several other women who had come forward. The senior staffer reportedly attributed the letter to more than a dozen unnamed staffers, according to the outlet. The letter came after a former staffer for Swalwell told the San Francisco Chronicle that the California Democrat had allegedly sexually assaulted her on two separate occasions. She said Swalwell, who was married and 17 years her senior at age 45, tried to kiss her in her car when she drove him home from a donor meeting one night. Driving him to another event weeks later, she said Swalwell pulled out his penis in the car and asked her to perform oral sex on him. She said she did so in a parking lot. In September 2019, the woman said, Swalwell invited her out for drinks and she became so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night. She said she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. She said Swalwell distanced himself from her afterward and the relationship faded. 5 years later, the woman said, she attended an April 2024 charity gala where Swalwell was honored. The woman, who no longer worked for Swalwell, said they met for drinks afterward, during which she became so inebriated that she remembers only snippets of the night, including pushing Swalwell away and telling him, no, while he allegedly forced himself on her. The former staffer also told CNN about the two incidents. Three other women also told the outlet about alleged various kinds of sexual misconduct by Swalwell. As leaders of teams working for Eric Swalwell, we're horrified by the recent reporting in the San Francisco Chronicle and by CNN, the staffers said in a letter. We stand with our former colleague and the other women who have come forward. We believe you should stand with him, too. The staffers continue to add that the behavior detailed in these reports is abhorrent, beneath the dignity of those serving in public office and betrays the trust of all Californians. We also understand that we lead teams who need guidance and stability now, more than ever, the letter continued. We are focused on supporting our colleagues during this challenging time. Any decision of staff members to remain in their roles in the interim should not be viewed as support for Eric Swalwell. Several Democrats, such as Senators Adam Schiff, DCA, and Ruben Gallego, Diaz, and Reps. Ted Lieu, DCA, and Jared Moskowitz, DFL, issued statements withdrawing their endorsement of Swalwell's campaign for governor, and called for him to end his campaign. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also issued a statement that the woman who made serious allegations against the congressman must be respected and heard. This extremely sensitive matter must be appropriately investigated with full transparency and accountability, Pelosi added. As I discussed with Congressman Swalwell, it is clear that is best done outside of a gubernatorial campaign.